You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Ultimate Presentations, a book by Jay Certi. You must develop skills that set you apart. The capacity to communicate and make a great presentation gives anyone in business a significant advantage. Coach and mentor Jay Certi provides many helpful suggestions about how to structure a presentation, prepare for a job interview, engage an audience with questions, and use stories to get your message across. Before you start prepping PowerPoint slides, Certi urges you to prepare an outline of exactly where you want your presentation to go and what you want to accomplish. The ability to create a strong presentation is a survival skill. In today's hyper-competitive environment, employers expect their staff members to possess demonstrable extra skills beyond their job descriptions. Contemporary jobs often demand excellent communication and presentation skills. Becoming a sound presenter will raise your profile and enhance your personal brand. Seize opportunities for public speaking while remaining aware that making a favorable impression hinges on your ability to craft and deliver an effective presentation. In their book, The Startup of You, Reid Hoffman, who helped found LinkedIn, and co-author Ben Kaznoka, suggest thinking of yourself in commercial terms. That means acting as the manager and cultivator of your personal brand. They urge you to develop skills that set you apart, particularly the ability to communicate and speak well in public. Regardless of job title or industry sector, almost everyone is in the business of selling, even if you're only selling yourself, and selling requires presentation skills. Plan and rehearse if you need to make a presentation for a job interview or another crucial event. Employers often want applicants to make presentations at their job interviews. As in any important presentation situation, explore the profile of the people to whom you will present and tailor your material to your audience. When planning your presentation, keep the time allotted to you uppermost in your mind. Make sure you can finish your presentation before you run out of time. Rehearse your presentation to make sure it is professional and persuasive. Often, people spend a lot of time preparing their slides, but don't put in sufficient time practicing how they will deliver their material. Show that you have the qualities that particular employer seeks in an applicant. Your presentation should demonstrate your skill in assessing and communicating critical information, discipline in structuring and using your time, understanding of business, fluent presentation skills, ability to develop a rapport with your audience, confidence in responding to questions, and capacity for dealing with unanticipated changes, such as schedule shifts. To boost your career, learn to convince an audience and draw people to your side with a well-prepared presentation. Most people know that a presentation can persuade and inform, yet many don't know how to create a thoughtful presentation which accomplishes these goals. Generating material that impresses your superiors requires solid knowledge of your subject area. Research several sources to enrich your content. If you want to target a particular industry, read the pertinent magazines and journals to gain insight into the pressing issues that confront people in that field. Study that industry's history and the complexities it may face in the future. Follow industry leaders on LinkedIn and Twitter. As you prepare your presentation, draw inspiration from video talks, podcasts, films, and books. Talk to industry experts at events or reach out to them via email. After you complete your research, list your thoughts on the subject. Write down all the meaningful material you discover. Don't begin winnowing ideas too early, or you could inadvertently leave out something important. Enumerate the thoughts you think matter and explore the areas you think will most interest your audience. Craft your material so that you feel confident and comfortable with your delivery. Before your presentation, check out the space in which you will speak. Make sure all your technical aids work. Don't risk getting flustered and sidetracked if your microphone or slide deck don't function properly. Proper preparation can protect you from an attack of nerves, so always give yourself sufficient time to rehearse. As you present, govern your thoughts by concentrating on what you want to achieve. Instead of dwelling on feeling anxious and nervous, acknowledge that you're experiencing elevated levels of adrenaline. Remind yourself that this makes you more energized and enhances your ability to perform. Seize your audience's attention and overcome distractions. Use their feedback to strengthen your presentation skills. As you speak, you may have to compete with digital distractions that tug at your listeners' attention. To succeed, you must build strong communication skills. A successful presentation requires understanding who is in your audience, so you know what they would like to learn and how you want them to react. Begin this process by rehearsing in front of family, colleagues, and friends. You may discover that how you project yourself to an audience is, in fact, quite different from what you imagined. Preparing thoroughly well in advance enables you to make and practice any necessary adjustments. Gain insight into your audience's response to your presentation by seeking their feedback. In the absence of a live audience, you can gain a sense of how you come across by making and reviewing a video or listening to an audio recording of your presentation. Structure your presentation clearly to get your message across. Adapt your style and content to the occasion and the context. Presenters typically gather more data than they can use in any one presentation. As you amass material, select the points on which you will spend the most time. Construct your argument carefully. Your goal is to convince your audience of the one main message upon which your presentation relies. Lacking a clear structure and theme, you might drift from one subject to another and risk losing your audience's attention. Write your keywords on note cards that fit in the palm of your hand. Use a dark marker so you can see these words with only a glance down at your cards. Restrict the notes on each card to a word or two. Don't write out full sentences. With one or two words, you can't just read your speech, but you'll have enough hints to sustain your argument. Modify your presentation to suit the needs of each audience you might face. Use a variety of approaches, depending on the nature of the audience and the setting. The format of a keynote or motivational speech can differ extensively from a presentation you might give at a workshop, where presenters usually seek to instruct, engage with the audience, and encourage discussion. Keynote speakers at conferences or ceremonial occasions generally don't use slides. Their purpose is to entertain. However, when leaders or trainers, such as sales managers, make presentations, they want to both inform and motivate their audiences, and their presentations typically include slides. Use stories or anecdotes to share information and instruct. People have always used stories to instruct, entertain, and persuade. Instructors find that stories help them share what they know and help audiences remember what they've heard. Consider five speeches or presentations you've attended. Do you remember the central points the speaker tried to convey? Most people find it hard to remember because their memory of an event fades or because the speaker didn't share an effective argument. If you do remember, determine whether the speaker used a story to deliver the information you remember. If you are constructing a story to present, write it out completely and edit it a few days later. Let it get cold first. This approach to storytelling offers multiple benefits. You can pare down the content of a story to the right length to guarantee audience involvement. An anecdote that is just long enough but not too long helps your listeners remember your story. If your story engages people emotionally, you can inspire them to act in particular ways or to feel energized. The right anecdote can enliven even the driest subject. Think about how you can make your information stick in the minds of your audience. Put it in a framework your audience can grasp easily to make it more appealing and memorable. Outline your thoughts before designing your PowerPoint presentation. Before designing your presentation in PowerPoint, consider your outline. Calculate how many slides you might need to convey vital points. Consider which components of your presentation could benefit from a visual example. Do not overload your slides with large amounts of text. Inexperienced presenters often make the mistake of putting too much text on slides. That error would tax your audience's patience. Don't convert your slide deck into a document. If you want to convey large amounts of information, consider preparing a handout for your audience. Ask yourself why you want to put something on a slide. If it doesn't play a crucial role in strengthening your presentation, take it out. Most people think of PowerPoint slides the moment they think of presentations. However, before you decide what visual elements you need, explore what you intend to convey. Visuals can play an important part in sharing data, especially for people who absorb pictorial information more easily. Images can help your audience more easily understand complicated information and can help you hold their attention. But you can also decide that slides aren't necessary in your particular circumstance. Involve your audience by asking questions. Engage your audience by asking questions. Craft a question that requires audience members to answer by raising their hands or ask a rhetorical question. Asking questions works well with a responsive audience, though it might not be as effective with a reserved group. Asking rhetorical questions may be safer if your audience isn't ready to participate. Pose a thought-provoking question that requires your audience to ponder whether they'd give a yes or no answer. Strengthen the beginning and end of your presentation for maximum effect. The most important parts of your presentation are the beginning and the end. You want to grab your audience members' attention at the beginning to spare yourself having to make continual efforts to engage them. Speak clearly and loudly enough for your audience to hear and understand every word. If your audience member struggles to hear you, they may tune you out. Work with your material to create a memorable, engaging opening sequence. Getting it right can take effort, but it will pay dividends. If an audience doesn't know you, your ability to build rapport and present instantly identifiable ideas will be crucial. If you fail to connect with your audience, they may not have the patience to listen as you slowly develop your themes. Know from the beginning how you will end your speech. You never want to face the unfortunate predicament of running out of things to say or running out of time and having to end abruptly and uncomfortably. Most people recall the last thing they heard, so make your ending as significant and memorable as your beginning. Close with a message that will resonate with your specific audience. Communicate the information your listeners should take away from your presentation, how that knowledge will help them, and what core message they should retain. Suggest what they might do next to follow up, and conclude with an interesting fact, question, anecdote, or quotation.